I'd like to welcome everyone out. Glad you could make it up to the square this morning. I know it was a sojourn. But this is the October the 15th regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to begin this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity that you've given us to serve our county and our citizens. We thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you continue to give us, and we pray, Father, for your hand and your direction and your leadership and your knowledge, Father, in all things that we do. We ask, Father, that you be with our nation and that you heal it, Father. It's a wonderful place to be. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and it has its problems, but I just pray for your healing touch upon its government. I pray that you be with our military, keep them safe, bring them home to their families. We ask all these things in precious Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3A is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll's approved. Item 3D, your budget amendments.
I had some questions. On page 2, under the county sheriff, Myra, I guess would be the one to ask. How did we have an overage in resource officer?
What did you?
On the county sheriff department, it shows $26,249 removed, taken from resource officers and putting in a regular salary line item.
We had money left in the resource officer line, but the regular employee line was short, and so we were wondering if maybe the resource officer position wasn't filled.
It wasn't filled for part of it. It moved. Are you talking about the proposed budget?
Last year.
They had an area one time where they didn't have somebody and you can't fill them. That's just like the resource officers that we have this year. One of them didn't start until September the 19th. And, you know, you have to prorate that. So, okay. You know, but I've had to take the difference. I've had to take a look at it. But if that's what she did.
But you do sort of remember that we had someone not on for a while?
They switched around and people left.
Okay. And then on the 2014 budget amendments, on the restitution merchant fees, $1,200, restitution merchant fee expense, $1,000. There's a $200 discrepancy in that. What's that all about?
We typically budget more for revenue than for expenditure because you may have somebody that makes a partial payment. And so we're going to take in that much, but we're not going to pay out that much.
got a little cushion.
What this is a holding account, isn't it?
It's
somebody pays restitution, we hold it, and then we pay it to whoever the...
And it's been a revenue and expenditure line in the past, but it, in my book, it should be a liability, because as soon as we get it, we owe it.
We shouldn't, if it's in the general fund, we can possibly spend it?
A revenue and expenditure line closes out at the end of the year, and so if there's money sitting
okay.
there, it disappears, so it needs to be a liability, so hold that balance.
You'd like those removed from the budget?
And I think we had some JPs
that didn't pay, or turned that in, and it was March. So that's okay,
yes,
right?
I understand it. I move to approve budget amendment.
Second.
Are you good?
Sorry, Commissioner Gentry.
I'm sorry. I just made a motion to accept it.
Did you have another question?
Well, I was asking a question.
Okay.
It was JP1's office. It was three things from March.
They just didn't realize that I guess they had turned it.
Because we cannot, I can't issue the check or anything until they turn something in. I mean, they
just
can turn it in on the reports every day, but until they give me something in writing to pay it out, it sits there.
So when I was researching that line, I found out that those have been sitting there.
And what happens the way it's set up now at the end of the year, that gets zeroed out, and then we still owe that money. Okay.
Any other questions? Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item 3E, our accounts payable.
I have some questions.
It's on my computer.
On page 23, it looks like it's an addition. It's not printed up like our norm. It's got a battery on there on this page right here, and it's not 121.39. From ABC Auto, and it's just an addition to.
Oh, that when
that
yesterday when the bills were paid, Ms. Gentry's check that she needed for court, I mean for school that she and the auditor are going to, and they had to have it paid. It wasn't entered. It was stuck all together with something else, and in doing the bills, Stephanie found it and. So we had to pay that. Well, when we did an open, it showed that this one, we don't know for what reason, it was put on hold.
This battery?
For the battery, yes. And it should not have been put on hold, so we went ahead and opened that one up and paid it along with Ms. Gentry's.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We're put on hold from?
We don't know. It was just put on hold for another time. We don't know how it got on hold. But it did need to be paid, and so we opened it up, and therefore that's the paperwork that you got from that, and then it's typed on here saying what all this is right here. We did have a snafu because of me doing something in there, and I had to have them corrected, and that's the reason the things are printed on here like this. We are in the process of, there's two checks, big checks in here that we're holding due to the fact that the money's so short. Very short.
Page 1, under non-departmental.
Yes, sir.
To Spencer Veterinarian Clinic, $95.40. What would that be to the veterinarian clinic?
An astray. Had to keep somebody at the sheriff's department picked up, a dog.
Oh, astray, we said it wasn't human, it was a...
It says canine mix is what that is. C-A-N is canine.
Okay.
Mix. That means dog.
Okay.
We don't have enough room to put all that information on there, but.
Okay.
Yes.
On page 5, under county jail. There's a past due charge of $35.80 from Reinhardt for not paying one of their bills. And I called them this morning and I got that waived. Okay?
The Reinhardt bill?
Yeah, so don't send that check. That $35.80 past due charge.
So, all right.
Why was that? What?
Because it's all lumped together, but it's because the bills weren't signed and some of them were late.
Back during the summer.
Yes, when all the changes were due.
Several months late.
Due to them not being signed?
Did you get something, or are they going to send something in writing on that?
I thought she said she was. I got her name, and I'll call her back and get something. I know you'll need something. I was pretty quick before court, so I'll call her back and get some documentation on that. But I did date it and got her name.
Okay, and, Reinhardt.
Okay.
And as soon as we void this, and we can issue it for the correct amount then?
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll do that today.
I guess it's the auditor here because she's writing the POs. On page 4, there's an alternator out for county building. Chuck, county.
Yeah, I was in Longview a couple of weeks ago. The alternator went out on my company pickup, and we picked one up here at ABC, and Tim had to come over and put it on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
So what's the question about?
Just see it. Just wonder where it goes. I mean, it doesn't say what vehicle it went on, why we got it.
Okay.
The same thing happens on another page, the Sheriff's Department. I mean, you buy a bunch of power steering fluid and a bunch of air filters, and it doesn't say where they went or did they end up at the road and bridge, where they end up, you know.
If we have the unit number, we can also put the unit numbers now. And we need them to give the units, and we can put the unit numbers on there, and then you can track it like that.
Most of the time, the unit numbers are on the PO.
But it's, we will make a better thing about doing that. We're trying to get in all the, there's only a certain amount of room that we'll print on the check and everything, too. So we try to put as much information as what we can.
Yeah, we could visit with you before court, too.
Yes.
If there's no, and nobody else had any questions, move to approve the payables.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
And Judge, on the insurance today, we would be moving some money from the insurance escrow since it's county money to help pay for that because it's basically in the hole.
Do we need to sign that?
No.
We need to sign that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's accounts payable.
Already. David,
what is that?
I've been making a copy of it and putting it in the record.
Okay.
Do you want this one back?
I also need you to do that for me so I can get it in and get our money back.
Okay.
And can I give it to you and get it back to you? That's on the money for the jurors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 3F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, addendum to the warranty, support and license agreement with Hart InterCivic, and course completion certificates for Commissioner Paula Gentry.
We'll accept the items for recording.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to accept those items for recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads, rights of way, and permit requests.
Move to accept for recording county roads and right of way permit request.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve resolution for 2013 capital murder trial grant application. This is something that Mr. Bird has been working on in an attempt to get some some money for the capital murders that we had pending.
Move to approve the resolution for 2013 capital murder trial.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution for the 2013 capital murder trial. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve proclamation declaring the first week in November 2013 as Extension Educators Week in Upshur County. And we have some of our wonderful TEEA ladies here. Would y'all like to stand up so we can recognize you? Everybody give them a hand. Thank y'all. Ms. Jewett.
I'd like to make a correction to where we have November 13 as Extension Education Week in Upshur County. The document that I prepared for you is requesting just the month of November in any given year be designated.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's the...
It would read the first week in November, Texas Extension Education Association Week.
Okay.
I'll just take out the 2013. Let's see.
We can't come back every year requesting.
Okay.
Us using action to
November of any year.
Oh.
Need a motion?
Yes.
I move to approve the proclamation declaring the first week in November as Extension Educators Week in Upshur County.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Would you ladies like a copy of this?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get it all signed here in just a second.
Here y'all go.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve amended surface use agreement with John M. Clark regarding Upshur County school land. Commissioner Spencer has spent a great deal of time on this, and he and I were looking at it. There has been some, they've already been drilling wells out there, and what we want to make sure is that we get paid for everything from June the 1st, 2012 to present. And so I started just to write him a letter and tell him to put that in the agreement, but I thought I'd make sure that was okay with y'all and that's all y'all wanted. And it's going to read something like, this agreement shall apply to all operations performed by Clark owner after June 1st, 2012.
I would make a motion to, if we need one, to approve the document.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to continue the negotiation with John Clark to change it as described. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to adopt the COBRA rates effective October 1, 2013. And the treasurer has provided that for us.
This has to be done at least 30 days because before you charge anybody any different. There's the same rate. But we don't have anybody on COBRA. In fact, I'm going to have to go out there and get some credits on the accounts and everything, because when we had left on there, dropped the coverage August 31st. So, but those are the correct rates for the year. Same as last year, but we do have to post legally.
I'll move to adopt the COBRA rates provided by the treasurer.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to adopt the COBRA rates as provided by the treasurer. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are adopted. Item 8 is discuss and take action to correct conflicting language in health plan document as it applies to preventive care benefit. And Miriam's here if we have any questions. Hopefully y'all had an opportunity to look at that on page 20. It says that the plan is unlimited for routine mammogram, bone density tests, and other routine diagnostic lab tests. So it's unlimited. But when you turn to page 26, the annual mammogram, bone density test, and annual PSA test have a $500 calendar year maximum benefit. So that language in the document conflicts. And Myra, well, the way we've always run the plan is that there was a $500 maximum benefit, right?
Yes, for wellness care. But we want everybody to go have their wellness so that if something is caught, early, you don't have that expense.
Preventative care, yeah.
Yes, preventative, yes.
So the action would be, if that's what y'all want to do, is to put a cap on all preventive care at $500.
I agree. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll move to...
Commissioner Gentry?
Yes.
Okay.
So, how does that motion need to state? Just to affirm this? Just move to set a $500 cap on community care?
Mm-hmm.
I'll move to set a $500 cap, annual cap on preventative care.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to put a $500 cap on preventive care part of our plan. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Okay, Miriam? Thank you. Item 9 is discuss and take action to approve district clerk's request to purchase a document scanner with funds from the Upshur County Records Management Fund.
We did have enough money in there. We have money in the record management fund.
Did we not do this? What did we do not too long ago? Was it a
last? We raised her fees.
The last meeting we moved something for something.
She was up for the DA.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay.
The shredder.
The shredder.
Shredder.
I'm asking for at least $2,000. I think that Estelle and I have been looking, and she's found one that might be up to $1,200.
Okay. But a maximum of $2,000. Okay.
Move to approve the district clerk's request to purchase a document scanner not to exceed $2,000.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the district clerk's request for a maximum of $2,000 from the records management fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to approve additions to the list of surplus property to be auctioned. Okay. And we got...
The list, Moana called me last night. You want me to explain it?
Yes. You have, this page is the additional items that we're adding. This page you've already seen, but about 5 o'clock yesterday when we got our spreadsheet from the auctioneer, we realized that we had 4 discrepancies in the VIN numbers that they had and took pictures of and the VIN numbers that we were originally given. So, this is just kind of correcting the last list, and then this is the additional items from the sheriff's office, the rock building, and IT, and a few more tires that we found in the rock building.
Is the one that's got lot number 65 and then 2500, that's the correct form? But I've got one that says 65 and 66.
That's department 65, isn't it?
No. We had to put them all in lots and take pictures of it.
I've got 2 different pages. I don't know which.
No, the 25 is the correct one.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Let me ask.
Okay.
Andy?
Sir?
Some of these larger items, I'm just a little concerned because of being in the automobile business about setting a reserve.
on some of these large items.
It would not be a good idea to set a reserve.
Who said that?
The auctioneer. He said you do better if you don't set a reserve in his history. I'm going to take him at his word. He does it for a living.
Most of this stuff, is it used up? I mean,
is this the backhoe that had the problem with the rear end crack housing?
No, this is one that the ends are gone.
Okay. So we still got two, the new one though. Okay.
So this isn't like newer equipment that's just access. This is stuff we need to rotate on out of our fleet. Okay.
I'll move that we auction, put the items up for auction that have been presented with them. With the corrected VIN numbers or serial numbers.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the auction, the amended auction item list. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No, I'm not opposed. I'm sorry.
Pretty weak on that one. That's all. Sorry.
11 is to discuss and take action to approve the contract with auctioneerexpress.com for surplus property sale.
I move that we execute the contract with Auctioneer Express for surplus property sale.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the contract with Auctioneer Express. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. How much it is?
Well, it's
a percentage.
It's a percentage of sales.
Yeah.
Less than 50,000, 7.5. Between 50,000 and 100,000, 5.5. And over 100,000, 3.5.
Thank you, sir.
Item 12 is discuss and take action on private road 2304.
This is an issue I've had. Andy's familiar with it. What we did is back in November of 2012, we had on the agenda to adopt a private road number into the county inventory. The correct number was 2034, and we got either me or somebody got our numbers crossed up to 2304. So we just need to remove 2304 from the county road inventory. It is a real private road, and it does not need to be.
When you change that, do you contact EDCOG and tell them?
There's no change. Nothing's happened out there.
Oh, nothing's happened.
It's just in our minutes.
They just transposed the number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I moved to. Yeah, everything's like it is. 2304 is kind of in the middle of my precinct. The 2034 is way down in Diana. So just one number switched over. So I'm going to make a motion to remove PR 2304 from the county road inventory.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to remove private road 2304 from the county road inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is discuss and take action to accept PR 2034 into the county road inventory.
Okay, this is to correct that action. The reason we're accepting the road number now, and then I'm going to trying to get a name for it by the next meeting, is to kind of get it right in our minutes and cover road and bridge if they have to go out there. So I move to accept PR 2034 into the county road inventory.
And this road has been on the 2-year waiting list and met approval and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
It had been previously.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Barca to accept private road 2034 into the county road inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 15 is discuss and take action to make nominations for the Upshur County Appraisal District Board. We last year we split our vote, or 2 years ago we split our votes between Jared Maddox, Conrad Coppage, and Daryl McKnight. Mr. Coppage has been nominated by Orr City, I believe, so he already has a nomination. This is just for everyone's information. I spoke to Daryl McKnight yesterday and to Jared Maddox, and they said that they would be happy to serve again if we wanted them to. This is just the nomination process where we can nominate as many people as we want to. The voting will come in December.
Do we need to nominate as a group or individually? I'm talking about the commissioners need to vote on each nominee.
Sure, we can come to a consensus on the list, can't we?
We could probably just come to a consensus on the list.
Is it a two-year term or?
Two-year.
And Maddox and Knight have served 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we appointed Jared to the Emergency Services District, too. That may be what you're thinking about.
Yeah. That's what last.
Yeah. That was just a few months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Jared Maddox.
I've been asked to nominate four people for consideration in addition to what we have. And that would be Jim Ragland, Frank Howell, L.E. Reinhardt, James Crittenden.
I have another nominee that would be interested in serving. That'd be Jim Bowen.
And I have one, Mr. Huey Mitchell, and I also have a resume here that goes along with his name so that anybody can look and see his qualifications.
Let me just make sure it's spelling right.
And that's what we got. Oh, yeah.
Any other names y'all want to put on the nomination list?
I make a motion to accept the nomination list that we've provided. Do I need to name them again?
No, I can't. But
okay.
Do you want to add Daryl? So
yes.
We nominate them now, and then we'll vote on them.
I want to add Daryl McKnight, since I talked to him yesterday. Mm. Thank you for reminding me. So do you still make the motion?
Yeah, still make the
motion. Second. Mm-hmm.
The motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to nominate Jared Maddox, Jim Ragland, Frank Howell, L.E. Reinhardt, Jim Bowling, Huey Mitchell, Daryl McKnight, and James Crittenden to the Upshur County Appraisal District Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I'll see you at your next meeting.